Welcome to Coco Vocabulary Galaxy. This is Jennifer. Today we're going to analyze a word, abstract. My dear friend, please follow me and pronounce it. Abstract. 亲爱的朋友们，欢迎大家再次来到六级词汇星际。今天来解析到的单词是 abstract， 一定要注意它的发音。Abstract。然后 abstract 这个词呢，有三个词性。形容词、名词和动词，我们经常用到的是名词，但是它的动词和形容词性也是非常重要的，今天就来看一下。 Okay, let's go to analyze it. The first meaning of abstract as adjective is based on general ideas and not on any particular real person, thing or situation. Abstract 作为形容词的意思就是抽象的，与个别情况相对，纯理论的。举个例子，理论知识就是 abstract knowledge， abstract knowledge， 抽象原理就是 abstract principles， abstract principles。举个完整的例子，研究表明学龄前儿童具有抽象思维的能力。 The research shows that preschool children are capable of thinking in abstract terms. The research shows that preschool children are capable of thinking in abstract terms. And the meaning of abstract as a noun means an abstract work of art. Abstract 作为名词的第一个含义指抽象派艺术作品。And the second meaning of abstract means a short piece of writing containing the maintained ideas in a document. Abstract 作为名词的第二个含义指文献等的摘要或概要，经常我们在写论文的时候会用到，在开头 abstract 就是指抽要概要。接下来介绍到的是它作为动词的含义，但是它的发音可一定要注意，它发作 abstract。Abstract, 名词是 abstract. Okay, the first meaning of abstract means to remove something from somewhere. 就是指把什么抽象出、提取、抽取或分离。举个例子，他把论证概括成要点，就是 She abstracted the main points from the argument. She abstracted the main points from the argument.Abstract 第二个含义就是指写出摘要、写出概要，也就是我们刚刚说到的，它可以作为摘要的时候的动词形式 abstract. Okay, my dear friends, those are the several important meanings of abstract and abstract. You got it? I strongly recommend you to use them in your daily life. 好了，亲爱的朋友们，以上就是 abstract 和 abstract. 掌握了吗？一定要经常用起来。Jennifer is always here for you.